Nepal gets rattled again. Being a kid for a few days goes a long way with Syria's refugees. And May is National Foster Care Month. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Can you imagine being afraid to go into your own house, or any building for that matter? For the second time in less than 3 weeks, a massive 7.3 earthquake shook Nepal, leaving many dead and hundreds injured. President of Asian Access is Joe Handley.
The reports fresh from the field is that there's just a great deal of fear. People are in buildings that are not very solid, and so they've raced outside. Everyone is trying to get in the open or in a tent.
The quake has caused some Hindus to reject their faith. Handley says Christians are being sympathetic.
As people are grappling with, how does the gods that I serve allow something so tragic to occur? Pastors are well equipped to, of course, handle the spiritual side of things. They are also often the best when it comes to emotional care.
Christians have a newfound credibility as they provide aid. Support A2's work to help the churches do even more. Landslides from the latest Nepal earthquake are cutting off roads to main towns, and it's complicating aid efforts. Strong aftershocks continue, and people are staying outside because they're afraid of collapsing buildings. Fortunately, Baptist Global Response teams are already in place because of the April quake. They're acting as the hands and feet of Christ by meeting physical needs and starting reconstruction. As they work, they need your support. Look for links at our website. This is Mission Network News. You know, children of war-torn countries are often deprived of joy and stability, but one Christian organization wants to change that. Christian Aid Mission sponsors a week-long summer camp for Syrian refugee children where kids get to have fun and hear the gospel. Dozens of children give their lives to Christ every year. Can you help this camp raise new disciples? Sponsor a child at camp through Christian Aid Mission. Find the link at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, international adoption isn't the only way to help orphans in China. Changing their lives for the better might be easier than you think. More on that from MNN's Katie Harth.
When Family Christian Stores began partnering with the Chinese Agape Foundation a few years ago, there were some obvious opportunities. Steve Biondo of Family Christian.
One, to help them with additional orphanages. They call them care centers, but there's 700,000 orphans in China.
Agape provides for the physical and spiritual needs of orphans at their care centers instead of placing them in foster care or adoption.
All the effort goes to raising the kids in the country.
As orphans graduate from the care centers and enter the Chinese workforce, they take the gospel with them.
These kids who have this real faith share it one-on-one. It's true discipleship.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how you can get involved. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And it's National Foster Care Month. Being a foster parent can often require the strength of Hercules, the wisdom of Solomon, and the patience of Job. It's not easy, but Buckner Children and Family Services' Andrea Harrison says Christians are told to care for the widows and the orphans. By today's definition, these kids fit.
We serve the children that are being brought into foster care through Child Protective Services, so the children we serve are abused and neglected.
Here's why fostering works.
When they're in a family, you're able to really work with them on their self-esteem, their confidence, understanding forgiveness, understanding being able to move past some of the abuse that they've had and to really process the abuse that they've had.
And the gospel?
You get to pray with your kids. You get to talk to them about Christ. You get to take them to church. You get to expose them just like you would your biological child.
Think you might want to explore possibilities? We'll connect you through missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and those around you. Get your copy of the new Four Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. That's the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.